I'm Kelly Burley, and this is Campus Connection, our weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis for Wednesday, February 26th. And Burns, OSU is going to play a big role in future STEM education thanks to a new grant.
We're very excited about this grant, Kelly. We were one of only five universities in America to receive a grant from the National Math and Science Initiative. It's a $1.45 million, so $1,450,000 grant called OSU Teach, and it's part of the national You Teach effort, which is to train teachers in the STEM subjects for science, technology, engineering, and math. Program encourages and really streamlines the path for a student who wants to become a teacher in those areas. And our College of Education, College of Arts and Sciences are collaborating on this initiative. We think that with what OSU is going to do and the rest of the schools involved, by 2020, we will have thousands of carefully trained STEM teachers in our K through 12 system. So it's very exciting, extremely prestigious to be able to compete and win part of this this overall grant.
And Burns, speaking of math, the numbers are really adding up for a program originating from the heart of the OSU campus in Stillwater.
They're all right. I mean, it's well chronicled and reported the trouble we're having in math in this country. And OSU was no different. I talked to my colleagues at universities all over the country, and they all have the problem that the students come, want to be an engineer or scientist, that just don't have the background in calculus and other higher math to be able to pursue those degrees. And we as a country desperately need them. So the head of our math department, Dr. Buss Jaco, came up with this idea of a math learning success center in our Edmund Lowe Library. We cleared out a lot of a floor of that library that is now the home to this this math initiative. And we had, like last year, I think we had 23,000 visits to the center, and students are reporting, giving glowing reports on how it's improved their ability in their math classes. The center integrates new technology. There are, of course, computers all over the place, experienced tutors, and the finest theory of teaching mathematics. As one who my roommate, the first cowgirl, is a math major, and she thinks this is a great initiative, and I really congratulate our math department and especially our department head, Buss Jaco, for his leadership on this effort.
And finally, Burns, can you believe it's the last week in February? The college basketball season for both the Cowboys and the Cowgirls starting to wind down.
Yep, that's right. You know, our Cowboys, of course, were in a trough there for quite a while, but they've come out and won their last two games, and they have the big one with the University of Kansas, the leader in the conference, this Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and the Cowgirls will play K-State at 2 o'clock. Cowgirls are doing great. They're ranked, and so we hope everybody comes out and supports the Cowgirls and our Cowboys basketball team.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.